The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. It's Wednesday, May 22nd, so the day before the next step on the PGA Tour. Of course, the Charles Schwab Challenge here at Colonial, and we are coming to you live from Colonial Country Club inside the Media Center and getting ready for today's a practice round and a pro-am, and tomorrow they'll tee it up and get ready to play. It just keeps going. As we said the other day, even though there was a very dramatic finish at Bethpage in the PGA Championship, the tour doesn't stop. It just keeps rolling along, and here we are at the next stop at the Charles Schwab Challenge. And we're going to be talking here shortly with Mason Reed. He's Senior Vice President of Brand for Charles Schwab, and it's the first year of a sponsorship here at Colonial for Charles Schwab. So we'll ask Mason a bunch of questions, real personal stuff, but also a lot of questions about what's going on with Charles Schwab and their involvement now and for the foreseeable future here at Colonial. Frank Bassett is always in the Nashville studios. How are you doing today, Frank?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I wish I was there with you boys. I'd love to be
Yesterday was a beautiful day. Today's gotten muggy because there's some rain kind of hanging, and you feel it in the air that it may rain, although it doesn't look like it will. It's supposed to be pretty nice, I think, the rest of the week. And if we can, once again, I have to rip on meteorologists. If we can trust them.
You hate those people.
I do. It looks like we're going to have pretty good weather for the rest of the week and the weekend here in Fort Worth. So we're lucky for that.
I can tell you, if you were in Nashville, where I am right now, you would absolutely love our CBS, which you're a CBS guy, meteorologist here, Bree. Oh, are you kidding me? I don't care if she's wrong 90% of the time.
I got what you're saying.
I don't care if she went to school for it. She's beautiful. Yeah. And the presentation is awesome. You know what the meteorologists do? They cut out the sports guy.
Out the window.
They cut the sports guy out. They go longer.
You don't like them?
Yeah. You got to love them.
That's all it is weather. Let's give you the 27-day forecast.
Isn't there a channel for that?
We have no idea. Don't you think they got a channel they could go to? An entire network?
I've got it. It's a favorite. The Golf Channel and the Weather Channel are right next to each other. And I just go back and forth.
Yeah,
it's just a beautiful thing.
That's all you need. And Fox News. You heard the magic tones of Mason Reed right there. He is the Senior Vice President of Brand. He's chomping at the bit, Frank, to get on the show. So we'll let him in.
We'll let him in
right now. Mason, how are you doing today?
That was the longest. You guys held me off as long as I could there on the intro.
He couldn't take any more.
Dying.
He's like scribbling on paper.
Yeah, I was going to talk about golf, but if you guys want to talk about weather the whole time, that's actually, you bring up the weather. You know, the wind makes a huge difference on this golf course, as it does on a lot of golf courses. But here, that's one of the defense mechanisms of this golf course. And it's going to change. Because last year, it was extremely hot. And Rosie posted, don't quote me on it, 20 under or so, which is one off the course, a tournament record here. And so I think it'll be an interesting thing to watch with that, because we have damp conditions here in Texas, a couple of months of crazy rain.
Yeah.
But we've got the wind. So there's a couple different things going on that it will impact scoring in different ways. And kind of interesting to see. I think we're going to get decent weather, though. Unless it says 90 or 100%, when it says 30 or 40 on one or two days, I think we'll be okay.
Okay, so here's the question, boys, right now. We've got to throw this out here. Since we have the Charles Schwab Challenge and we have the man from Charles Schwab, what hole, referencing a great commercial, one of many great commercials that Charles Schwab has on television, which hole at Colonial would you consider, after the Pro-Am, the broker breaker?
I could tell you from personal experience, and there's probably stats that are going to do this, but five is just beyond difficult. There are a lot of players and caddies alike who will tell you that is that. Annika Sorenstam's another one. They'll say that is the hardest hole in golf. I don't think statistically that's true, but it feels that way. I think that tight tee shot, it's a long hole. I want to say it plays 480,
probably.
I mean, it's something ridiculous. And you know, if you're right, you're dead. If you're left, you're on the driving range. It's a beast. So I'll say that's the broker breaker five, the last hole in the horseshoe.
Yeah, it's a horrible horseshoe there,
right,
Frank? So I'm looking. They actually gave us a
horseshoe
here. It's plays 481. Very good, Mason.
Not too far off.
You have a scorecard?
And they gave us like a scorebook. Yeah,
yardage book. That you would
use. Oh.
And so it's 481, and it's the Trinity River's on the right, although you don't see it because there's a bunch of trees that block it. And if you're lucky, the tree catches your ball and keeps it from going in the Trinity. Otherwise, you never see it again. But that is a broker breaker.
And they have the
golf
so
breaker.
That horseshoe, I think collectively, those three holes, 3, 4, 5, are one of the hardest trios on tour. The par three in the middle there is 241, 247, somewhere in that neighborhood from the tee box. And so, again, when the wind is up, these are very, very difficult holes. So there's a couple broker breakers, but we'll go with five.
Well, I have to ask because you guys have been talking about it, Mason. You know, first, thank you for what you guys do for our family at the PGA Tour and sponsoring PGA Tour Champions and the Charles Schwab Cup, which we'll hopefully be at this year, Tim, to do the shows live there. But what you did for the Colonial for this tournament, I mean, this is a fabulous venue, very historic, one of the oldest on the PGA Tour. And for you guys stepping up like you did and doing what you've done, kudos and good on Charles Schwab.
Thank you for saying that. People have been so kind to us since we announced this. We announced it after the Masters in 18, so a little over a year ago. And it's actually this strange serendipitous thing. You know, as you guys are so close to this, the title sponsor things don't come up that often. And people, you guys tend to announce extensions almost at every tournament. You know, someone's extended another 4 and 5 years. They don't come up that often. So the idea that one would come open to sponsor in a market that is as important to us and our employees and to our clients as Fort Worth and the broader Metroplex is very serendipitous. So it almost seemed like it was in the cards. It was fate. And you know, when you look at the tournament, the players like it. It's one of the only ones that's member run outside of Augusta, I think. So the members are all heavily invested and engaged in it. The community is heavily engaged in it because they don't have a lot of sports teams. I think the Stock Show and Colonial are the two big cultural things that people build their calendars around. And so we just feel very lucky to be a part of it. People have been very kind to us to say thank you, but really we feel like it's just an extension of our involvement here in the community.
And Schwab has a large office presence here too, right? You're just expanding as well.
We do. Yeah, we've actually been in the area since 77, but we are developing a employment center up northwest of here, about 20 minutes in Westlake. And that will have room for – we already have thousands of employees in Texas. That employment center will have room for 6,000 or 7,000 people.
Wow!
So this is we're here. We're committed to the long term. I work at our offices down in Austin, Texas, where we have another almost 2,000 people. So Texas broadly important to us. This area hugely important to us, and people have really embraced us here with what we're doing with Colonial and all the related things that come with that. Not just charitable things, but opportunities to volunteer for our employees, opportunities for us to get involved outside of the golf tournament in the community. So all the things that you hear about on the tour, you know, every time someone like me talks about these things, you're talking about charitable impact, you're talking about the community. They're all very real. They're very true. But for us, I just can't think of a word other than serendipitous that it happened to be this tournament that was available.
We're joined by Mason Reed. He's Senior VP of Brand for Charles Schwab, and we're here at Colonial, the site of the Charles Schwab Challenge, the first year of their new sponsorship here. And, well, let's get to it. The exciting thing is there's a golf tournament going on, Frank, and everybody listening. That's kind of cool. But there's also a special prize that's been thrown into the mix here that you're not going to find at another tournament, Frank. You might think it would be like a Brahma Bull here in Fort Worth, but it's not.
Dinner.
That would have been a good choice. That would have been a good choice, too. It's not a bull. It's not a saddle. It's not a buckle.
No bull.
It's not a cowboy. It's not a cowboy hat. It is a 1973 Dodge Challenger.
And now a Schwab Challenger.
A Schwab Challenger. Mason, explain how that whole thing came about.
It's funny.
And it's right out here. It's outside the 10th tee.
It's right by the 10th tee.
Wait a minute.
And
stop. Who has the keys?
Okay. Well, you don't have to get into the technicalities of this. Technically, the owner of the winner of the tournament will own this as of Sunday at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but who has them right now? Because if you crank,
I can tell you exactly.
In your pocket?
There's a guy about 400 yards from here who has the keys in his pocket, and he is chained down to our desk.
Guarded by two people.
Yeah, guarded by two people.
Go kick that engine off right now and rev it up.
Well, we can't do it after today.
You'd feel it in Nashville if we did.
the pro-am's going, and the guys and the players are practicing on the green and things like that. We may be able to get away with firing it up one more time before Thursday. After that, we'll get some.
But what was the start
looks.
Of that? It's a cool story. How 73 Challenger? There's a 73 tie-in as well.
It is. So, these things kind of snowball a little bit. When we were trying to figure out what to name the tournament, actually. And in our industry in financial services, people have called us for many years, and people have written books about being a challenger brand. Effectively, those brands that come into categories and challenge the legacy ways that other companies are working and things like that. And so it seemed natural. There was a natural overlap. You know, there's very common names. You guys are familiar with them that people name every tournament. But there was this natural connection between us and being a challenger brand, and this course being historically a challenging course. It uses all 14 clubs. Most holes are not straight. You're curving it one way or another. And so we like that overlap. And to be totally honest, we also knew that people will call it Colonial. Colloquially, they're going to call it Colonial. Yeah. So that's never going to go away. But so we ended up calling it Charles Schwab Challenge. But then what happened is automatically it set a bar for us that we had to start challenge things here about the way things are done, how you experience the tournament in person, how you experience it on TV. So that is the background. And so then when we started looking at different elements of the tournament and we looked at prizing, we said, how would you challenge the status quo with prizing? And really, what would you give guys who have the ability to get most of the things you and I would like to have if you want to, you know, a house or a watch or some of the things people like to have? They have a lot of those things. So we tried to think of a prize that would get people to take another look at the tournament and be something that was talk-worthy and that the player would really think was fun and interesting. So we had this idea to do this 73 Challenger, which is the year our company was founded. And then we found out that the tournament is in its 73rd consecutive year, longest-running event on the tour, and at the same venue. And it all just came together. And I frankly didn't think that people at Schwab and some of the people that final approve our ideas were going to say yes to it. So we had a bunch of ideas, and we went in and we said, we want to do this, we want to do this, we want to do this. We've got a car. And they said, great, go do the car. And I said, really? We're good to go on the car? Yeah, we're good to go. So
the only problem was getting one, right?
Well, that's the thing. When people see this car, you can see it on PGA Tour social media. You can see it on our website. You see it on the tournament website. It's all out there in the world. These cars take 2 to 3 years sometimes to build, 2 years certainly. And the people that do it are pretty limited. You know, the people that can do that kind of work, a resto mod work on a car like that, it's a small fraternity of car places. So we called around. Most people said they're happy to do it if we, you know, opened up a very large checkbook or if we could wait 2 or 3 years. And we found a great partner, a guy named Steve Strope out of Simi Valley, who's done some cars for famous people and some cars for movies and things like that. And we started working on it. He jammed it out, called in a lot of favors, and it showed up here on Sunday in one piece, no scratches, all good, and made its debut at a Rangers game. They took it out on the warning track. Ryan Palmer threw out the first pitch, and the car was out there. And so, you know, what's funny about it is it showed up here, and it's kind of stealing the show already. The tournament starts tomorrow, but people are taking pictures, and that people want to ask, you know, a million questions about it. And you know, we have a lot of things we want to talk about, but the car's stealing the show. It's really slick. It's got no control panel radio thing. It's all got done through Bluetooth on your phone. It's got a 2017 or 2018 490 horsepower Hemi in it. So you all know the plaid jacket or the tartan jacket that's given to the winner here. We worked with the fabric company and have the exact fabric in that jacket upholstered in very elegantly into the seats and into the inlays and in the door panels inside. It's got a winner's plaque next to the gear shift that we'll etch with the winner's name on Sunday night. We have the person here on site to be able to do that. And so it's going to be wow. And you know what? The players are talking about it. I'm not going around and asking, but some people who have seen me in passing, a couple of players have said, you know, the random things that players talk about when they're doing practice rounds and pro-ams, it's hard to miss. It's on the 10-tee. The players walk on one side of the car right next to the door, and they're going to do that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then on the weekend if they make the cut. And then they can see it on 18 as well. So it's there. They're going to see it.
If it's a local guy, one of the local guys here, if Ryan Palmer wins it, Keith wins again.
They actually drive it home.
They can drive it home. The other guys are going to have to figure out how to ship it, I guess.
Leave their courtesy car here and drive it wherever. Home. But and it's drivable.
Real motivation.
It's not meant to sit in a garage or be a museum piece. It was built to be driven. And it's got, you know, modern air conditioning, and it's got it's a 4-speed transmission, which makes it better for highway. So it's got all the things you need to be able to drive it. And It'll be fun. I hope that whoever wins, I think anybody will think it's pretty neat. Oh. But if one of the car guys gets it, it's going to go to another level. There's a handful of guys on tour that are big gearheads.
Well, I know.
I'm secretly pulling for them.
I know if Ryan Palmer wins it, we get to ride in it. If Spieth wins it, we get to ride in it. If Kenny Perry could come over there and win it.
Kenny Perry might drive it around the golf
course. Well, he's right up the street from me, so I know I'd get to ride in it then. He's right up here in Franklin, just north of Nashville. So, yeah. Well, that's my era, guys. I grew up in that era, and I know that car, and it was, man, I'd love to see that thing.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, the commissioner, Monahan, was here today.
Don't let him touch it.
It's too late. Frank, it's too late. He's touched it. He's sat in it. He's seen it. And he got a real kick out of it. He was with our chairman, Chuck Schwab, and they were taking a look at the car. So, like I said, that was on their way to the media center. So it was just a stop on the way.
How cool is that?
That's very unique. That's really cool. Now, so not that you even maybe have the answer to this, but next year?
We've got some tricks up our sleeve.
Got to get a 74, or you're not going to do the car? It's just a one-time thing, or do you know?
If you have me back on your show
yes.
in a few months, maybe we will meet in Phoenix if you guys are going to be there for Champions. Okay. I'll tell you where we're headed with it. But let's just say this. We would be remiss to probably just keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Let's just leave it at that.
So, I think this story will get stale real quick if there's a 73 Challenger sitting out there in 2020.
Part of the challenge will be you guys coming up with a new
challenge.
Cool thing every year.
Well, it's true, and in all seriousness, we're talking about the car, but you know, there was a sponsor here before us that left, and there was a transitional year last year where the Fort Worth community, as you guys know, came together, and a lot of the local businesses and the tour and the mayor worked together to keep the tournament here while we sorted out a deal for us to come on board. And, you know, we had the opportunity to come in and check out the tournament when it was the one-year Fort Worth Invitational without a title sponsor, which was great for us, actually. So the community came together and put the tournament on last year, but we were able to come in a year in advance of being the title sponsor and look at everything and say, what do we want to do? What do we want to do with signage, with hospitality, with fencing, with, food, with charitable, with the military? I mean, we went detail by detail, and we had a year to do it. But next year, the bar that we're going to be judged against is this year, not the transitional year.
Right,
so we really, you know, the 73 Challenger won't be a story next year. We're going to have to come up with some new stuff.
I think you like the bull idea. I kind of gave that to you. You can run with that if you want.
Can we have that? Is that not copyrighted? Is that free?
I have no trademark. I have no trademark or anything, but yeah. Put a saddle on a bull.
Good idea.
That would be perfect.
Good idea.
Who do you guys like this week? Are you going to talk about who you're
feeling? Let's talk about right now.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Frank, you can start it. Who do you like in the field? We talked yesterday about some of the guys that are playing. They've got a very impressive field here, including defending champion Justin Rose, but Xander Schauffele, FedEx Cup leader right now, Francesco Molinari. Of course, Spieth played very, very well at Bethpage
and plays well here.
Out of his slump and won a couple years ago. Bryson DeChambeau, Tony Finau,
Casey Poulter. Finau's first year here.
Well, you know where I normally don't do this. No, I love Ryan. He's such a great guy. But I'm going to have to go with my homie, Mr. Snedeker.
Yeah.
Got to go with Brandt.
Oh, really?
Got to go with my Nashville guy. Yep.
Is he a car guy too, or do you know?
Yeah, he is. As a matter of fact,
he'll become one. He'll become one if he wins.
Anybody can foul.
That's right. I forgot about Brandt. Win that thing. Bring that thing over to my house. Let's go for a ride. We'll go out to Golf Club of Tennessee in it. We can get there quick.
Mason, who do you like?
I'll have two parts to that. I think that Rahm at some point is due a win here because I think in two starts here, and he was a two-time Hogan, so he's been here for a while, but in two starts here, he's done second and fifth.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, different people can win here. You can be a long hitter, you win. You can be a short hitter, you win. But it's really who's playing best through the bag. And these guys that can hit the ball over 300 yards, and if they're hitting it straight, like Rosie's added some distance, and I think that helped him win last year. And I think Rahm, I'm going to go with Rahm. I'll tell you, though, in my heart, I shouldn't say this, but I'm a big Xander fan. And I would love Xander to win here this week. But if you need I think you got to also have a stretch pick. You know, somebody. My stretch pick would be, here's a real sneaker, like dark horse.
All right.
Real dark horse. Roy Sabatini.
Oh, yeah.
He's been playing well this year.
Yes.
And he's won the tournament. He's a local guy. He's won the tournament. So that's kind of my dark horse.
Played well at AT&T.
And an individual who donates a lot of charity.
Yeah.
He does a lot of charity for the military in this country.
So. And for the first tee. There's a beautiful picture of Hogan hanging in the first tee that was donated by him. And
by the way, since you said that, thanks for reminding me that you said that. First tee has been given a – I've got to make sure I get this right. The guy was talking to me just before we went on the air from the first tee of Fort Worth. $5 million is coming to the first tee, of which $3 million will be split between Dallas and Fort Worth, and the other two amongst first tees throughout Texas.
There's eight chapters in the state, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a challenge grant that is hopefully other people will match or match – Right. March parts of, but the first tee is, you know, this tournament, Colonial, just like a lot of tournaments, benefits a lot of charities in the area. The Birdies for Charity probably has 30 plus charities that benefit from things related to the tournament, but the military and the first tee kind of sit atop that, and there's an incredible amount of things, large to small. The $5 million is very generous, and we hope that other people will do that, and it benefits the whole state. There's a lot of other things we're doing. There's proceeds of a lot of the sales that we're doing here for shirts, for bobbleheads, for everything. It's channeled through the first tee. And there's also some really cool things we're doing with the military that I'll mention one of them. It'll happen on Sunday. I don't think it's ever been done before, and it took an incredible amount of work to do a very simple thing, which is on Sunday we're doing a moment of silence, Memorial Day weekend, for those who've lost their lives in service. And it's very difficult, as you can imagine, to stop a golf tournament. Right, you could do it at other kinds of sports, but it's hard to stop a golf tournament. And we've worked with the tour, and we've worked with the tournament here, and we're going to have a moment of silence where we stop play, and all the volunteers and the players and everybody's been informed about how we're handling that. So it's a small gesture. I get that. But
that's a great gesture. Gesture.
And CBS is helping us with that as well. So we're doing a lot of things with the first tee. We're doing some interesting things with the military to try to elevate the engagement with them as well.
And by the way, also, we got to give compliment here to Jordan Spieth Foundation, because they also are giving money to First Tee. Frank, that was announced.
Yes.
About $360,000 that they're donating here locally to First Tee. So very, very nice of the Spieth Foundation to continue to do that. So,
what a good ambassador he is, by the way. I know people talk about that a lot, but if you get a chance to spend 30 seconds with that guy, if anybody does, in passing or autograph for a kid, or you guys may get a chance to spend more time with him. He's just a solid guy, and he does an incredible amount of work here locally.
Yeah. His entire family, his mom and dad are just great people. We, Tim and I do the Spieth Family Foundation event every year there in Dallas.
Oh, great.
So we spend a lot of time with him, and he called Palmer and I rednecks because we were listening to country music sitting in golf carts at his event last year. I didn't get that. You know, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, well, were you offended by it, or did you say, that's fair?
I said that was quite fair.
You nodded approvingly? Okay.
I did, yes, I did, among other things, yeah. So
we're joined by Mason Reed. He's a Senior Vice President of Brand for Charles Schwab, and we're coming to you from Colonial Country Club here at the Charles Schwab Challenge. And the guys are out there playing right now in a pro-am and getting their practice rounds in their shorts, by the way, Frank.
So
everybody's out there. It's always trickier now when you see the new rule where they get to play in shorts.
It
used to be where you could tell even during practice days who the pros were and who the hacks were and everybody else without them swinging the club, just walking down the fairway. Now they all kind of bleed together. You're like, who's who? You can't really tell.
And I've had a couple where I'm looking at somebody and I say, I can't believe the pro's carrying his own bag.
Yeah.
It's a caddy.
It's a caddy. Yeah.
Is that Kip Henley? Yeah. Is that Kip Henley out there again?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good day here to be in Fort Worth, and Charles Schwab doing such a great job of bringing all this home. So you guys, I think, are committed to 4 or 5 years.
4 years.
For this?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's, as with lots of things on the tour, there's always an option for more.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there will be.
We're excited about that. So that you know, we want to have a great first impression with this title sponsorship this year, but we also have to play the long game. There are certain things that we're doing that we think will build over time. Throwback Thursday is happening tomorrow. That's something where we have to play the long game on that. I think we'll see some fans and a few players dressing in throwback attire. But that's something that I imagine will take a little bit of a build. And we're just thrilled. You know, it's very meaningful to the community here and to our employees. And knowing that we're going to be here for 4 years and hopefully more, it makes a big statement about our intent here.
It's also Frank, the announcement that you're waiting for is this is the Golf Talk America show brought to you by Charles Schwab. Did you know that we've got that presenting sponsorship there? I secured that.
How many
just
years?
Before he came
how
on
many years
there.
Is that deal?
That was just a one-year deal. That
no,
we're going to
no,
see
no.
how that goes for 1 year.
One with no, an evergreen. One with an evergreen, baby. Swantech, you're out, pal. Swantech, it's over for you.
Swantech's out. We're going to talk about Nashville sports, not the Mets.
Are you going to? Yeah, seriously.
With the Predators, which...
We talked the Predators.
Bridgestone Arena, by the way, boys, is empty for a few weeks, which is just a rarity because they had reserved it thinking that the Predators were going all the way.
Oh.
And now the Predators, by the way, newsflash, they're buying.
Empty venue.
They're taking over the Bridgestone Arena from the city of Nashville.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's
so
cool.
They're going to assume all the costs. They're taking
wow.
it over.
So they'll get all the best dates now, won't they?
Yeah, you better believe it. Yeah.
So you're going to be in Phoenix, though, Frank, for the Charles Schwab?
I don't see why not. You know, we do the Tucson tournament for only every year.
Right.
We're out there for
the
Coligard Classic, I should say, not the Conquistadors.
Yeah.
But it's put on by the Conquistadors also. But,
I
think we should be this year. There's no reason not to go to Phoenix and support Charles Schwab and what they're doing for the PGA Tour and PGA Tour Champions.
Our new favorite sponsors.
We've been around.
We love them.
We've kind of, I like to joke that the title sponsorship was the last thing we hadn't done.
Yeah.
We've obviously been involved in a lot of different ways for over 20 years. And I think the title sponsorship of and this event in particular was like the, That final little arrow in our quiver of
and
all
a match
the
made in heaven too.
Golf.
I mean, I think it works for both sides.
Well, it's such a prestigious event, you know.
Yeah,
it really is.
Thrilled with Charles Schwab, and believe me, I mean, I've been around here for a long time. Charles Schwab attaching itself to this tournament because of the history and the tradition and the way a lot of just people look at it. And I'm for all the people all over the country. Every tournament you go to or locally for you is a big tournament, and I'm not trying to diminish that. It does seem like there's something special in a lot of years and Mr. Hogan's connection to
right.
all this. That Charles Schwab being involved made everybody go, wow, that's perfect. I mean, that's just,
it's
not just going to be, which we also thought about this too, the Tim and Frank Colonial, sponsored by Tim and Frank.
Yeah, that was, by Tim and Frank.
We were like runner up to Schwab.
You had 1 year where you might have been able to get away with that.
Getting that. That wouldn't have come off nearly as well. That wouldn't have come off nearly as well. But
you had your chance.
That's
Charles
okay.
Schwab has got a lot more
panache.
We
swooped in and
you guys did.
Ruined your thing.
You ruined it all. We had a great chance there. Frank and I were putting $100 together each, and we thought we had it.
Everything helps.
And it wasn't in your brokerage account because, okay, so I bet the Derby boys, okay? Guess who I bet on? He won, right? He DQ'd.
Yeah.
That's my luck.
There you go.
Okay.
I bet on the Preakness who fell off.
I bet on the horse to continue
the race.
I bet on the
horse that went around by himself.
Where are we going with all this stuff?
Nowhere.
Frank, who was your pick? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Who do you think?
Snedeker.
Brent
Snedeker.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And I usually stay away from that because everyone says, oh, well, you know, you guys are buds. I mean, you lived in the same town, whatever. But no,
I think the picks have to have a little bias in it, right?
Well, they do.
I told you I'm a Xander fan.
I didn't pick mine, but I'm going with Ian Poulter. I'm going to go with a little bit of a dark horse.
What?
But I think Poulter in a atypical car. What does Frank think personally?
Lamborghini Countach. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, it's going to be the exact opposite.
I tell
of any
you
other
what,
car this guy
wins,
owns,
it will
I think
be
it'd
be
the, classic.
It will be the most ironic.
That's
like,
what I'm
huge
I like
car
that.
Guy, but
I live for
really,
irony.
Really,
for
really high-end Italian and German
yes.
cars is his brand.
Pull that in with London driveway. People
He'll
are going
to
be like.
You know what? He'll get killed in
next
that car. That car. He won't know how to drive that type of car.
He'll figure
Poulter,
it out.
Poulter might not be a bad pick. You know, we got the other thing that happened. There's a lot of luck here. The other thing that happened was, I'm going to get the tournament wrong, but in Europe, I think there was a, let's call it a BMW championship or something this same weekend each year, and they moved it in Europe.
Right.
And that opened up the chance for Poulter and for Hatton and for Casey and Justin now also, you know. A lot of the guys that maybe would have considered playing in Europe this weekend to be here as well. So when you look at the field, and you guys referenced it earlier about how strong the field is, I think we have half of the top 10 in the world. We've got, I mean, it's stacked.
Yeah.
And some of that has to do with being able to get some of the European players who aren't here. And another lucky thing, the last one is, I don't. This has been, you know, widely reported, but Justin was here last year to fulfill his, you know, under 25 event requirement.
Right.
And he probably would have been in Europe because I think it was, I'm going to get it wrong again, but maybe Wentworth or it was somewhere close to him personally. And instead he ended up playing Colonial and lo and behold, he won the tournament after effectively being here by requirement. And so we're so thrilled that he's our champion and he's going to be back here defending. But again, there's a lot of just serendipity all around this thing.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Mason, we do appreciate your time. We certainly appreciate
absolutely
everything that your company, Charles Schwab, is doing here in Fort Worth for this tournament, and we look forward to talking to you not only in a couple of months or a couple of weeks in Phoenix, but for years and years to come.
Love
here.
It. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the things you do to help get the word out about all things golf and in particular this tournament. Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Mason. Perfect. Have a great tournament.
All right, Mason.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We
take
appreciate
care
it. Again, it's Mason Reed, Senior Vice President of Brand for Charles Schwab. Got a cool job, Frank. I think he just goes around to golf tournaments, I'm pretty sure.
That's kind of what
and
we
he
do.
He plays golf and he plays in plays in the pro-ams, and I'm pretty sure that's what he does.
That's kind of what we do.
I don't know what you go to. I don't know what you major in to do that, but
still on air.
But I got you can't hear him anymore. Yeah, he's off now. That's all the stuff about him, but yeah. It's a pretty sweet gig, so yeah. I do appreciate it. Anyway.
Yeah, it's but here's the interesting thing. Justin Rose
yes
is English, correct? Yes.
Yes.
He wins this tournament, and he has to put on a tartan jacket.
That'll go against his
that would go
English
against his
heritage?
English heritage, mm-hmm. Yes. So we should have it's Diane now Russell Knox on sometime and ask him about that.
Yeah. Was Hogan, I know this is something I should know, wasn't Hogan the
yes
tiny Scotsman, or what did they call him over there at the British Open? Didn't they call him something like that? Was
well, that
he the wee Scotsman?
Wee Bobby was Bobby Jones, if that's what you're
yeah
referring
I think
to.
That, I think that a reference to the fact that he was a pretty slight guy. Right? Hogan probably
this
was 5'8", 5'9", 152 pounds or something. But I thought they called him the wee Scotsman over there. So, and I think that's part of the tartan, yeah, the jacket that these guys
we wear. We will
so
get our crack staff on that.
Anyway.
Hey, call Swantech. Let's phone yeah a friend. Or Immelman. Immelman should know that.
Somebody should know.
You know somebody
know
yeah.
Somebody smarter than you and me,
yeah,
which
so
is almost
what,
anybody.
Tell our listeners what's going on in the media center today. Any activity yet, or is it kind
nothing
of slow?
No,
nothing. Really?
I got nothing to report now.
Nothing?
People coming and going, having a bite to eat there, here and there. Let's see. Who did we have? We had Fred Albers.
Oh.
Walking by just a little bit ago.
Is he still in there?
He went back up. Nope.
Oh,
he walked out.
Fast Freddy. Should have grabbed him.
Yeah.
What, do you have a donut?
Yeah. He was gone. Oh, yeah.
I love
he was
Fred.
His
I'm
mouth.
Just
I think,
kidding.
I think he was done. Yeah. He'll be doing it, being doing the play-by-play
yeah
PGA Tour Radio this weekend. I'm not sure who else. Doug Bell's here, too.
Okay. Well, yeah. Doug and Fred work together
yeah
a lot. Yeah. Two great
yeah
guys. Boy, Doug. An excitable guy, I think, is what he's called in the commercial. That's Doug Bell.
Doug Bell, by the way, Doug Bell has a son who's like a
yes
sophomore
sir
at Alabama.
No.
Big kid.
No, Austin.
No, not Alabama.
He's at Austin
no
Peay. He's right up the road from me.
Oh, there he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Austin
Peay. He's like 6'6", 260
or
something.
Big kid. Well, Doug's a big guy,
yeah,
too. I mean, Doug Bell's a big
guy. Doug said he hadn't stopped eating yet. I said, has he stopped growing? He said, no, not yet. He's still going. So he's I think he's his driver. I think, you know, all the guys that do this work that are out on the golf course, have somebody drive them around in golf carts. As you can imagine, they have to get ahead of the
right
the crowd and ahead of the players and all that. So they have somebody drive them, and Doug's son is his driver.
Oh, this week. Oh, good.
Yeah, so he'll be chauffeuring dad around.
Uh-oh.
To try to, yeah, get by people as best you uh-oh can. You got to be polite, but at the same time, you got to be firm. You know, when you're
okay,
in those
so
carts
there's
and you're trying to do that, excuse me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
That's all you do. You do it. I mean,
yeah,
we've both done it constantly. Yeah. Here's a great story. Fred Albers had a driver at a tournament, and he told the driver, he said, look, stay real close. Don't leave the cart because I'll jump out, do a call, and I'll jump back in the cart and we'll go. And he said this guy loved watching golf, and he would just get sidetracked and start wandering away from the golf cart and watch golf. And Fred would turn around and he'd say, come on, we got to get over here. We got to go. And you know, you've done it. You have to get from hole
yeah
to hole. Your
yeah
producer's saying, okay, go to 14. McIlroy's about to make a birdie, whatever. So Fred tells the story that the guy did it two or three times. He finally told him, he said, do not leave the golf cart. Well, the guy, Fred's making the call, and he turns to his left, and the guy's standing right there beside him watching the golf. And he turns around, and the golf cart's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
And somebody, a patron, had this maybe had a little too much happy juice,
yeah,
jumped in the golf cart and took off because he had to go to the bathroom. So,
oh,
they,
yeah, really?
But in that golf cart was
free transportation.
Was Fred's backpack and his computers and all of his stuff.
Cell phone.
They finally got it back.
Finally got it back.
The police found the guy
yeah
at his mother's house out off of the golf course. I think he
what?
Had, yes. Yeah. Can you believe that?
He drove the golf cart to his mother's house?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
only poor courses. Fred would something like that happen to you.
There are courses that could, you could have been looking.
Southwind? Southwind in Memphis is that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's someone, there's golf, there's houses right around there. Yeah. He could have driven down the street.
Yes.
Matter of fact, when you do that in at La Quinta and you got to Palm Springs for the tournament out there, oftentimes your shortest route is down the streets.
Yes.
If you cut through some houses, go down the street, take a left at the stop sign, and you come out on like the sixth green or something.
Well,
and there's nobody out there. The streets are empty. The golf course is filled. So you can
Bay Hill's the same way. Yeah. Bay Hill's the same way. Yeah. And I've had friends that live on that course, and we'll just pull up in the cart and just stop for a quick glass of water.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You will.
There you go.
All right.
All right, big boy. Well, have some fun out there.
Don't, good. Yeah,
have you been inside that car yet?
No, I have not. I don't think they let you get inside the car.
They let Jay Monahan get in there.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
And and your point?
Yeah, seriously. And your comparison is what? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they wouldn't let me in. Yeah.
Whatever.
But it's pretty. You'll see it. Watch on Sunday, and you'll see the results. Whoever wins it, that car is going to be pretty prominent because it's a very unique, good for Charles Schwab. And they've been really great about trying to come up, as Mason just talked about, trying to come up with different new ideas. And I think they've been waiting, chomping at the bit to be a title sponsor and say, we can call the shots and we can do this. And then something different and unique and fun. And I think that's really what they want to do. And I was talking to Mason before he came on. And I think, as he said, they're going to do other things down the road too in other years and different challenges. That's just one of them. But it is a different, unique, cool thing that I think is going to make Colonial stand out a little bit and have to kind of, you see, they got that car that was so cool. They gave this guy this huge car with a 800 horsepower engine in it.
Hey, said Trinity Rivers. Is the Trinity River navigable?
Yes, at very various points it is. Sure.
Is it navigable there at Colonial?
Yes, it is.
They're going to do a boat. They'll do a boat next year.
Do a boat?
And they'll put the boat in and launch it, and he'll get to take the trophy and get in the boat and go away.
It could be. Yeah,
they'll do a boat.
Yeah, it's pretty wide right here at right there around 5 and 8 and along the side of the golf course. It's it's definitely.
Is that the same river that runs adjacent to Trinity Forest?
Trinity Forest, sure is. Yeah.
Okay.
Goes all the way from, I think it, not that anybody cares about this little offshoot comment, but I think it's comes off the Colorado maybe at some point.
So that's in Austin.
Colorado or somewhere before it gets to Texas. No, but it kind of splits off and then it becomes a Trinity, I think. Anyway, it flows through from west to east, so it goes through Fort Worth, and then through the mid-city, Arlington area and stuff, and then goes right through downtown Dallas, right past downtown Dallas, and then I think eventually down towards Houston and out to the sea, I guess, is where it goes. Yeah.
Houston to Galveston
course of the Trinity is where it goes. Yeah, so you can take it, I think, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well,
I sound like I know what I'm talking
road
about.
Road trip.
Though, don't I? But I think you can. Yeah. I'm not doing that, I believe you could.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. All right. Well, hey, you have a good time out there this week. And
thank you. I will.
Remember to go to the pro shop for Uncle Frank.
I will try. I will try. I got so many things I got to do. So
it's not in your vocabulary. You know that.
Busy guy.
I'm going to send you a weather person.
Yeah, thanks. My favorite.
Okay.
You guys I want.
We got to get out of here.
All right. Yeah, we do. We did have a great show. We do appreciate everybody listening, and we love each and every one of you. Don't forget to check out Club Corp. Our favorite golf courses and your favorite golf course soon to be. Go to clubcorp.com and you can click on find a club and you'll find a near club to you that you can be a member for a day. Check it out. And when you're a member at one, you're a member at all of them. Clubcorp.com is the place to go. Thanks so much to Mason Reed, again with Charles Schwab and all the great people here at Charles Schwab putting on the challenge here at Colonial. They've been great, great people. We do appreciate it. On behalf of Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.